Fred DeCordova was perhaps the most important man behind the scenes of The Tonight Show in the Johnny Carson era. DeCordova was the show's executive producer. He once described his job as chief traffic cop, talent scout, number one fan, and critic, all rolled into one. Before joining The Tonight Show, he had directed the film Bedtime for Bonzo, starring Ronald Reagan, and produced or directed The Burns and Allen Show, The Jack Benny Program, and The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. I spoke with Fred DeCordova in 1988 and asked him where he sits during the taping of The Tonight Show.
Well, Johnny sits behind the desk that you've all seen often, and then there's the couch, and at the end of the couch in a chair, an uncomfortable chair, which gives me a perfect view of Johnny's eyes and vice versa, I am there about 12 feet away from his nibs.
So you're really sitting very close. Now, you
right.
say in your book that you function as a sounding board when the going gets rough. Would you explain?
Well, I think after all the years that Johnny and I have worked together, I have a pretty good read on his reactions to what's going on, and he sometimes looks at me for verification, like it's going well or not, and those are just little minor eye moues. And I also have on my left, which is one of the most vital and compelling parts of television, a button, which means it's time to go to commercial. And although most of the world loves to get up and go to the bathroom, it's my ability to get up and go over to Johnny and say, this is going great, or why don't we go to the next guest?
So when you press that button to go to a commercial, are you sometimes doing that to bail out of a tough spot?
Yes, I think that's... let's not say a tough spot, but one that isn't going quite as well as we hoped it would.
Now, you're making this all sound very calm and organized. I want to read a quote from what Robert Blake said to Kenneth Tynan for the Kenneth Tynan Profile of Johnny Carson in The New Yorker some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Blake talking about what it's like to be a guest on The Tonight Show. He says, you better be good, or they'll go to the commercial after 2 minutes. The producer, all the federales are sitting like 6 feet away from that couch, and they're right on top of you, man, just watching you. And when they go to a break, they get on the phone, they talk upstairs, they talk to Christ, who knows? They talk all over the place about how this person's going over, how that person's going over. They whisper in John's ear. John gets on the phone and he talks. And you're sitting there watching, thinking, what are they going to hang somebody? Then when the camera comes back again, John will either ask you something else or he'll say, our next guest is. It sounds crazy.
Well, it's a little more controlled than that. There is a phone, me to the booth. There is no phone next to Johnny. We have to do evaluating, and as you do in your business or anybody else, whether something is good enough or exciting, amuses Johnny and amuses the audience. Those are our two goals. Whether it's going well enough to go to the next guest or to say, let's go a little longer with this man or woman. And then there is also the terrible problem that if you go too long with a couple of your guests, you have to say that, we're terribly sorry that so-and-so isn't with the show tonight, but we hope we'll have time the next time. So you don't like to bump people. But that, again, is dependent on how much the audience and how much Johnny are being amused.
So you're not worrying about hurting a guest's feelings while you're making these decisions?
Yes, I am. But we do start off with the fact that everybody gets paid whether they go on or not, and not that it's a munificent sum. But it is almost a guarantee that if that person is available in the immediate future, that person will be on and not be the last guest.
Now, you know, The Tonight Show has all these rituals that accompany it. I mean, the show opens exactly the same all the time, and it has for years and years. You know, Ed McMahon, if he's there, starts it, does the whole here's Johnny, does the whole hi-yo, and then, you know, bows to Carson. And then there's the banter between Carson and the band leader and Ed McMahon. Do you know how any of that started?
Well, I was a young child at the time. But I believe it was what all you want to acknowledge, the fact that Johnny is there, that Ed is that person, and Doc is that person, and the band is available. I think you do what people, and I don't want to sound being psychologically involved with The Tonight Show, but I do think that people have learned that The Tonight Show is what it has been the night before and the night before, not necessarily in subject matter, but that they, as they get into bed and turn out the light, ending that day, they see what they have seen and what they've enjoyed seeing for so long. I also believe that the people, the shows that have tried to scramble the format, the talk variety format, are among the quickest to leave.
So you think it's a good investment to just keep those rituals there all the time, have it be predictable?
I think if you kiss your wife good evening when you come home and goodbye when you leave in the morning, that's a ritual that should be continued, and that's, in a sense, what we're doing.
Are there any shows that haunt you?
No, and I think I can explain why and not take too long in doing it. Our show is kind of like a baseball team in a baseball season. If you do one show a year or one show every 3 months or one show every 4 months, you have an awful lot of time to realize what a failure you've been. But we do kind of a baseball season. We do a show one night, and then we hope it's wonderful. And if not that, we hope it's good, and we hope it isn't bad. But even if it's a great show, or even if it's not such a good show, we do another show the next night, and we have no time except in self-analysis to decide why it wasn't good or even why it was very good. We just do the next show and hope that that'll be a good one.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us. Thank you very much.
Well, you're a delight. But everybody says that.
Fred DeCordova is the former executive producer of The Tonight Show. We spoke in 1988. More on late-night TV in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.